AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. It's been a rainy Christmas week in Southern California. Forecasters say the region could see its wettest Christmas in years and have warned of flash flooding and mudslides. Areas scorched by wildfires in January are a concern, since many are burn scar zones, meaning they were stripped of vegetation by the fires and are less able to absorb water. In Altadena, near Los Angeles, resident Michael Burdick prepared for the storm with sandbags.
We have a pool, so the pool might overflow, and then plus we have all the debris from up there, from up in the fire area. So I was just like, I'm going to go out, grab some sandbags, you know, just so we're safe, because our house is like a little bit lower, so it's at a slope, so the water can come in. So we've had that issue before. So trying to keep my family, you know, like, dry.
In other news, there's finally a Powerball winning ticket. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
We have another life-changing jackpot for you. It's worth an estimated $1.817 billion.
And it will be life-changing for at least one person. A Powerball player in Arkansas has won the jackpot in Wednesday's Christmas Eve drawing, ending a three-month stretch without a top prize winner. The winning numbers, 4, 25, 31, 52, and 59, and the Powerball number, 19. It's the second largest jackpot in U.S. history. And if the winner takes a lump sum cash payment, they'll get $834.9 million before taxes. Audio courtesy of the Multi-State Lottery Association. I'm Donna Warder.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Pope Leo XIV's message during the Christmas Day Mass.
Pope Leo XIV, during his first Christmas Day homily, remembered the people of Gaza, exposed for weeks to rain, wind, and cold, and said that the world's many conflicts can only be silenced through dialogue. The pontiff also recalled the fragility of those forced into military service, sent to fight against their will, and exposed on the front lines to what he described as the lies used by leaders to provoke war. This mass also marked a historic moment. The last pontiff to celebrate Christmas Day Mass was St. John Paul II in 1994. Pope Francis had paused the tradition, but Pope Leo has now revived it. Around 6,000 faithful attended inside the Basilica, with another 4,000 following from St. Peter's Square, ahead of the Urbi et Orbi blessing. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.